everybody, welcome to episode 7 of a Profitable Architect Online Weekly Podcast. My name is Sara Colata and I'm an architect and a digital transformation specialist. I am fed up with the fact that architects globally are undervalued, underappreciated and struggle to make enough for their living. This community is for students, young practitioners, academics, firm owners and senior architects who are looking to raise their value by leveraging the tools of digital transformation. In this episode, I will talk about the 5-step digital transformation strategy to effortlessly grow your brand identity. Our reality has changed and it will continue to change. Look at traditional post versus email, networking events versus LinkedIn, traditional TV versus watching stuff on YouTube, traditional radio versus podcast and printed papers versus blogs. All these platforms bring opportunities that carry changes into ways in which we use and consume knowledge. Notice that with time and the development of internet, we simply get more and more freedom towards being able to watch what we want, learn what we want, communicate instantly and connect with anyone at will. What that means is that we have more power at managing our time effectively. You no longer have to wait until a certain time that your favorite program will air. You can access episodes on demand. The same with consuming books and podcasts. Everything online is available to us at a click of a mouse. You choose what you read, when you read, and how you read, whether it's Kindle, Audible, or a next day physical book delivery with Amazon Prime. So having all this potential in the palm of your hand means that you can leverage most of this stuff to your business and build a well-known, recognizable brand that can help you grow as a designer. But how do you do that exactly? You need a simple system that can help you build your brand online and an automated sales machine to generate leads and make it easy for you to turn these leads into customers. Brand identity can be everything when it comes to what your customers are buying, and forming an identity relates to many moving parts. In the next few episodes, I will deep dive into the topic and disclose more elements that define a strong brand. The paradox is built on the relationship between you as an attractive persona, your customers and who they are, and the system of communication you practice, and eventually, how and what you sell. Now, I'm completely aware of the fact that sales are probably seen as one of the dirtiest words in our circle. We never use it. And not only that, but we cringe at the sound of the word alone. As architects, when we refer to sales, we talk of business development or growth. Just because we are so estranged to it, I will use this word. How else can I help train your mind to understand that business is about selling? And if you don't, you will cease to exist as a business entity. I will claim the liberty to use this word, but in exchange, I will teach you how to sell as an architect such that you can actually break free from these limiting patterns we all fall under and begin to grow your business. Deal? There's already good literature out there on the topic of traditional client acquisition and business development and architecture. So if you're interested in better understanding how to grow your business traditionally, I'm happy to refer you to relevant reading. However, due to my absolute obsession with digital transformation and ways in which this can benefit your business growth as an architect, I will share with you innovative approaches to sales and lead generation that can bring you a possibility of automation, not yet attainable to architects via any other traditional methods. After opening your mind to these ideas, you can return to your traditional model and tweak and adapt your approaches for a better working system. You might also find it so compelling as to decide to pony up some investment and reinvent your business clients acquisition and sales strategy bottom up, as these methods work not just for the purpose they serve, but also help you save time and as a result, also money. Architecture has its own ways of doing business, and these ways work for many. You might find my stories a little grim at times as I talk about failures, disappointments, and problems a lot. And trust me, the reason behind it is not because I'm not aware of architecture success. Oh, I am. I work with successful architects on a daily basis, people who have managed to scale their businesses steadily over the course of the last 15, 20, 30 years, doing everything right or learning quickly from their mistakes and propelling forwards with brave business decisions. Hiring business developers, positioning their offices in prime city locations, involving themselves in the local architects' institutes at respectable positions, networking with strong business people, wealthy individuals, owning property in the area, politicians, local press, and other more powerful architects. They are role models in our industry, and I myself observe, study, and learn from them on a daily basis. But this podcast is not for them, is it? It's unlikely that they will pick it up and listen to it. This is for you. And what you need as a busy architect is a condensed boost of knowledge, inspiration, and motivation to take the right action in the right direction. Because you rely your business growth on yourself, not a business developer. Because you have to grow, expand, open your mind, and learn new things in order to succeed. Because you have to trust and believe in yourself to push these projects forward. And how else will you trust yourself if not by being informed, having the awareness and the tools to your disposal so that you can not only make better decisions, but also be strategic at growing your career? You can grow a recognizable brand for yourself and create a movement around your expertise. You can grow a relevant following that will support your vision and help your brand awareness spread throughout the world. You can have raving fans that will talk about your projects and your work and bring in more opportunities to your business as a result. You can attract just the right type of customers to your business and begin to select and accept only those projects that you actually want to work on. Simultaneously having full control of your career, your future, and with this, your life. This is why you need a system. A system that takes you by the hand and through a step-by-step, through everything you need to know and everything you need to think about in order to bring yourself to a place of real expansion. Once you grasp it, you then move into the growth phase. And when you begin to grow, then all you just have to do is just keep repeating the same process and become better and better at it. But until that happens, you have to understand all its elements and also align your mindset and your efforts such that one day you can see this machine take off on its own. And as a result, you can disconnect yourself from this process. This model will eventually buy you freedom. So if you're serious about stepping up your game, making more money, developing a successful business, and living on your own terms, you have to integrate digital transformation into your work today. Now, one of the most important things you have to realize is that even though I will introduce you to the exact strategy of what you have to do to grow following, become a master of public relations, and begin to attract your dream clients and projects, you will not succeed if you will not open up to sales. Growth is sales. That's why I just have to bring this topic up. If after listening to this podcast, you will still resent sales, if you're sitting down thinking to yourself, I want better clients and projects, and yes, I want to be more successful, but I hate sales, and the thought of it makes me cringe, well then, just know that no matter how much of it all you implement in your life and business, if you don't sell yourself and your services in the right way, you will not scale and you will not be profitable. So I will tell you about the system and I will tell you what you need in order to implement it in your business. But at the end tip of this journey, you have to turn a viewer, a follower, a person who booked a call with you to find out more about you and have a conversation with you into a customer. So before we start introducing you to the elaborate system of sales, let's take the veil off and say it straight up. You are the number one salesperson for yourself and your business. So if you want to be successful, you have to sell yourself. You have to sell yourself to your mom and your dad, your girlfriend or your boyfriend, to your friends, to your current boss, and then to your customers. And again, don't worry. Very few of us are born with this gift of sales. The good news is you can learn it. And you are already well ahead of those who hadn't started because you are right here with me today. And if you really take it into heart, what I share with you, you will become profitable. There is no question about it. And for you to achieve that place, there is no importance as to whether you work for a practice as an employee or you went solo and have just a few projects, or you already run a small firm and are looking to grow, or you're an academic working for a university. You might be providing B2B services or work directly with individual customers. You might have a mailing list or not even know what that means. None of this matters because this model is for everyone. Everyone who wants to grow and scale their business, their career, their position as an architectural expert in the digital era. All you need is a 5-step digital transformation strategy. What is it, you ask? It is simply a way of positioning, a business model which proves successful in every industry and today, with me, gets interpreted into an architectural language, allowing any architect out there to better position themselves and their business online. So step one stands for audience. This step is about building your following. It is about really getting to understand who your ideal customer is and what language do they speak. Where do they gather and what do they really need? It's also about you going out there and introducing yourself to more of these same type of people. It is about building a strong image for your brand, something that is in perfect resonance with your ideal clients, something that your audience will love and really want to identify with. Step two stands for awareness. Awareness happens when you engage your community, which you've worked on in step one. This engagement can be with a singular product, a publication, or a fully blown sales outreach, a campaign which you might be aggressively running to attract more clients to your business. Step three is acquisition. In this step, you actively turn subscribers and followers into customers. Yes, that's it, you sell. And yes, you make a direct income from this step. See, it's not even that far before you start to monetize. Next, step four is about creating advocates. Who is an advocate? It is a person who really, really believes in you as they have been wowed by your services and the experience that they have gotten working with you. And they have no regrets with any of the money they spend on you as they are happy to go out and talk about you and the impression that you left on them. Yes, you got it right. Referrals. I'm not trying to repot your well-established roots. I will just show you how to get more referrals and happier customers. And then step five, my favorite, is automation. Improve your method every single time and slowly remove yourself from the process. Let the digital work for you and bring you the clients. All of these steps are crucial and they build on one another. The effects of a well-executed audience step you will see in step two as you get measurable engagement from your awareness campaign. And from there, past the awareness step, you will measure sales in the acquisition step. And from acquisition step, you will measure the quality of your customers in the advocate step. The better the system gets, the easier it will become for you to remove yourself and automate. Get it? Now, any of you who find this to be another one of those shiny secrets of the internet or digital marketing strategies, here's what I have to say. I am all for challenging norms and breaking rules, but I have come to learn that to build a solid business, you need solid ground, not ever-shifting sand. I like being in control of things and have confidence in my business, particularly when it comes to money and to making money. I discovered this path as I thrived to move away from a high-anxiety career path I was once on, selling my designs to clients who wouldn't afford to pay me what I deserved. I taught myself business, marketing, and digital transformation as a science. I am a person that buys reliability, far more interested in a car that starts and runs when used, not the one that looks pretty but doesn't work. I like businesses that can sustain themselves through time. I like approaches that are evergreen and can evolve, move, expand, and shape to the current trends. Approaches based on a firm foundation, and that foundation is your expertise and the power that you have in yourself. Models that have the power to draw attention to you and ignite an interest that can spark effortless sales. I wouldn't put my time and effort into advocating for a business model which hadn't transformed my life, my career, and the careers of my own clients. In my role as a business mentor, as a digital strategist, and consultant for architecture firms, I am all about creating businesses that advertise, market, and sell lasting value. This is also why I advocate for a business model which is firmly based on that lasting value. The internet is media, not a business. The business is you. The internet is only your playfield. So everything starts with you. Hence, I dedicated the lengthy introduction to this topic with the stories I shared with you until now in the past episodes, because my goal is to make you realize that the uniqueness, the potential, the power, the knowing, the prosperity, the value, the money, and your ultimate financial freedom, success, and happiness is within you. And it starts with you, and all else is just a system that you can implement to help you come to your full potential. All else you need is the reliable marketing, a proven system to grow your business. Yes, once again, I will say it, grow yourself with effective lead generation and sales conversion methods, which can be used both online and offline. So as we embark on a fascinating journey of teaching about the potential the digital world holds for you as an expert, as an architect, and an entrepreneur, keep your responsibility. Don't get distracted by quick money-making tricks. Invest your time and treasure this information. Don't seek a quick, cool, or easy trick. Open to change yourself. Change your thinking and change your ways slowly and step by step as you grow a more resilient business presence and a steady, reliable brand, which intelligently leverages digital transformation to their advantage. This teaching is here for you to get a deep understanding and profound clarity about the structure and science of effective marketing, to be applied in your architecture career so that you can position yourself as an unprecedented expert in your particular field and communicate that value and uniqueness with your potential clients and the industry at large, steadily growing recognition as an unshaken career for yourself. And as you do, many streams of income will flow and you will build both residual income as well as a solid, reliable wealth for yourself. So let's just agree on these two important things. Everything I share with you is evergreen. The platforms, the methods of marketing might change with time as some businesses collapse or social media platforms change their legal and publishing rules. However, what I will teach you and the systems behind it will be useful 10 years from now and outlive their platforms. All it is just a way of thinking and structuring your business. And then number two, I practice what I preach. Yes, that's right. My business is basically this model. So follow me on social media to see how I do it. Analyze all my actions. See the front-end marketing efforts, my funnels, and ways in which I convert clients to leads. And finally, if you get a chance to work with me, you get also the experience of the full sales process and the project delivery experience. These methods work both offline and online. My vision is to empower an expert economy within architecture, where uniqueness is celebrated above rewarding hard work with meaningless diplomas, for the better good of an individual, but also a greater collective. If you're interested in talking to me directly, drop me a private message via LinkedIn and let's get on a call. I would love to get to know you better and hear about your blogs and help you navigate through them to a more compelling future. Stay tuned as I share my journey, my research, my observations, experiences, and wisdom here through this weekly Friday podcast and in all other social media channels. If you like this episode, click subscribe to be notified of the next episode coming out. Follow me on Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, Instagram under my name, Sarah Colata. Share this podcast with anyone you can think of that can find this valuable. Thank you, and see you in the next show. Thank you.